Welcome to Thundercast, ThunderTech's podcast where we give you our take on what's new in marketing, what's cool, what's lame, and why you should care.
Hey there, and welcome to Thundercast. This is ThunderTech's regular podcast. As always, I'm Craig Israel, one of your co-hosts, alongside my other very special regular co-host, Eric Krylo.
Hey, Craig. It's Friday. Got to get down on Friday.
I can't stress enough that Eric is really the linchpin of this entire operation.
Thank you for making me feel that way. I think the reason Craig brings this up is on a previous podcast, or could be one of the next podcasts, depending on how these come out.
Who can tell?
But Craig referred to me as a special guest host, and I was feeling a little hurt by that.
And I meant special in the best possible way. All right, so today's podcast, Eric, we're going to be talking about marketing automation. So this is kind of a hot topic in our world right now. We have a lot of our clients asking about it. And to help guide us through the marketing automation environment, we have a very special guest today.
Hi, Kyle Coughlin. I like feeling special, so thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you introduce yourself because I was afraid I'd mispronounce your last name.
It's all right. Yeah, Kyle Coughlin, marketing automation specialist here at ThunderTech.
So Kyle's going to help us understand this. So Kyle, marketing automation, if I understand this correctly, this is the use of robots and drones to market to advertisers.
That's,
is that correct?
That's exactly it. You know, it's like a secret system that we're watching everybody's movements.
That's what I thought. Hail our robotic overlords.
That's exactly it. Drones fly over, seeing what you're doing, and then we make our decisions based off of what they're seeing.
So, of course, we jest. Tell us, actually, what's the deal with marketing automation?
Yeah, so marketing automation in a whole is just their marketing platforms that help businesses better understand their audiences, connecting, you know, who are once anonymous visitors and taking those dots and connecting those to potential conversions down the line. So we're painting a big picture from their entire buyer's journey. Serving up content to them along the way to help them get from the awareness stage down through into producing not just any product, but your product.
So are you talking strictly digital means?
From a tracking standpoint, yeah. Marketing automation is primarily for tracking digital behaviors. And we can kind of get in some offline things such as trade shows, launching a landing page with a form so that rather than having you type leads names into an Excel sheet, you've got a responsive landing page where folks can just fill out their first name, last name, email address, and then you can automatically put them into a email marketing campaign right then and there all about that specific trade show. So you can pull in that offline stuff as well.
But by and large, we're talking about websites and emails,
yep.
Things that happen in the digital space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bring in social and search engine marketing as well.
Yeah, excellent.
Yeah.
So, Craig, something unique that Kyle brings to the table here as far as marketing automation is he brings a following with him. And we actually received some questions, some user-submitted questions, based on Kyle's promotion of his appearance on the podcast. And I think the first one that really kicks things off comes from our friend Trent from Post Falls, Idaho. Trent wants to know, Kyle, what type of investment needs to be made in marketing automation for it to work?
Good question, Trent.
Yeah, so in a whole, automation is not a simple, let's flip a switch and get things started. You definitely need to have a lot of things laid out up front. Strategy is definitely the big first one. And strategy takes time. Strategy takes content. Strategy, in some cases, takes money. Where if you don't have strategy, then success is really not going to be happening. So that's one of the biggest things that you need to be well aware of before you even start out. And let's say you don't have the time to really get into things, then you need to have the money to hire an agency or a third party to come in, or hire a new specialist to come internal to help get automation up off the ground. If you don't have content to help educate your leads while they're going through the sales process, then you need to have that created. So there's a number of different pieces that need to go into that, and that's definitely one thing that we help clients understand is what they're missing or what they have that is fantastic, and then leverage that and then help fill in some of those gaps.
So we keep talking about automation, but is the idea here is that you can reduce the number of man hours that it takes to undertake something like this? because nothing we're talking about is new.
Right.
These are all things that we could always done, but it was, if I'm understanding, it was very labor intensive before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's very true. Automation's the end goal is to help alleviate some of the manual labor that goes into marketing, such as launching email campaigns rather than somebody sitting there clicking, you know, the send button in a platform like MailChimp. We can set up triggered emails where they're based off of behavior or based off of an event. So you can send an email when somebody fills out a form and then follow up with them automatically a couple weeks down the line with another piece of content based off of, you know, their website traffic behaviors or things that they are looking at and clicking on in social media. So, yeah, we're definitely taking some of that sitting at your computer and just clicking send over and over again to hopefully get a response, in addition to lead generation as well. So pulling up those landing pages for content offers and then sending out content to those folks after that as well. We're not doing it a kind of one-off anymore. It can all be linked together nicely.
And, you know, Kyle, that it's really interesting that you bring up, you know, form submission. And you must have been reading Glenn from Gary, Indiana's mind, because his question was, hey, Kyle, longtime fan, we have an email autoresponder triggered by a form submission. Isn't that just the same as marketing automation?
Now, it's certainly a feature that marketing automation offers, which is nice that he's using that. Fantastic. But that is just one small piece of the big marketing automation puzzle. You know, those platforms have, of course, the autoresponder capabilities and functionalities, but there's also the nurturing functionality as well. So yes, what he's doing is good because it's triggered, but it's not quite automation yet.
So one of the goals of automation, correct me if I'm wrong, mm-hmm. is to make it seem like a personal experience.
Correct.
You know, your old email autoresponder is just, hey, thank you for your message. We'll get back to you in 2 to 3 weeks, right? But
right.
we're talking about multiple touch points that mm-hmm. really engage the user and kind of move them forward along the sales path.
Correct, yeah. We're not just looking to have it be from, you know, we'll use us for instance, you know, Thunder Tech Marketing. We want it to be coming from an actual user, a person on the other end of that computer. So, yeah, you can have emails set up like they're coming, you know, directly from you, Eric, if you're wanting to reach out and talk to a client. And you can also set, you know, time parameters. You know, for example, with our trends book, we send an email out to folks where it says, thank you for downloading. Here's a digital copy where you can save this. But we only send that to them between the hours of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. You know, Kelly, our new business specialist, isn't sitting at her computer at 3 a.m. sending out emails when people fill this out. So we ourselves here at ThunderTech use marketing automation for, you know, the activities that we do. Definitely personal, coming from an actual human, not just from, you know, a robot or drone that's watching everything.
I gotta admit, I'm a little disappointed that we're not talking about robots marketing directly to customers.
I now regret wearing my R2-D2 costume today.
But you look good. You look good.
So I think, you know, we've talked a lot about the goals of marketing automation, and one of those is obviously lead generation. Mm-hmm. And I think a big part of lead generation, or at least maybe an equally important part, is the nurturing mm-hmm. of that. And which brings me to my next question, which comes all the way from the Sunshine State. Daphne from Elk River, Minnesota, says, hi, Kyle. What is lead nurturing? P.S. I'm single.
Well, Daphne, thanks for reaching out. I'm not single, sorry. But lead nurturing is something that can be done with multiple tactics through automation. First and foremost, those drip email campaigns are definitely big. Kind of to go into that, understanding what content, what information your customers need to know along that buying journey is going to be vital for this. So we're sending them information, sending the right message to the right person at the right time. So that can be done through email. That can also be done through content in social media as well. So we're posting things that are relevant to those users who are on that channel. So that's definitely something that can all be tied in and tracked through automation.
You know, and you bring up a couple interesting points there. You know, just in terms of the differences there, I know the best practices are the same, mm-hmm. but I think a lot of the things that you're talking about can be applied not only across multiple industries, mm-hmm. but with a variety of different clients and a variety of different brands. And I think one of the things that we really do well here at ThunderTech is really getting to know our clients, whether it be a legacy client, a new mm-hmm. client, potential client, really getting to understand what that mix looks like, mm-hmm. how their sales cycle works, yep. how that customer journey is viewed. And I think that's one of the main things that we can bring to the table. What are some other things that that you find in the conversations that you've had with clients that help determine how to navigate that landscape and really how to sort of bring it home, for lack of a better phrase?
Yeah, so here at ThunderTech, we use what's called an inbound marketing roadmap, where we're looking at things from that holistic perspective. So first, you know, getting into a bit of an audit, so understanding where things currently stand, what tactics are being executed, looking at the client more in-depthly to see what is really needed to help, you know, nurture their marketing efforts. Making sure that there's content in place for every persona along every step of that journey. So we do a nice big content mapping and categorization so that we can really see if there are any gaps and where new things need to be created. It's looking at things really from that holistic perspective, where we're trying to get folks from every walk of life, every channel that this client is using, getting them to that website to then fill out a form, convert, and get things over to that customer's or that client sales team.
So that's an interesting point, that marketing automation is not a one-size-fits-all solution.
Correct.
Right? That what the communications that you're putting out are really tailored to the specific mm-hmm. audiences, personas, buyer profiles that are inbound.
Right. Yeah, there's no silver bullet and there's no one-size-fits-all. Everything is customized to you and who your customers and clients are.
So even though there's a lot of marketing automation platforms out there, mm-hmm. software that you can use, it's not really an open the box and make it work solution, right?
Correct,
you
got
to
yeah.
do your research and mm-hmm. your due diligence to understand your customers
yep.
first.
Yeah, every automation platform, or there's no, every single one has its own unique features and capabilities, you know, from the integration points and the features that each one has, and so you need to understand what your needs are, what the needs of your customers are, and then that'll help from one aspect of driving what platform would be right for you.
So are these platforms iterative in nature? Is it something that you launch, and as you go, you learn more about your customers, mm-hmm. and they snowball and become more successful?
Oh, yeah. These platforms, marketing automation as a whole, similar to an organization or your entire marketing strategy, is a living, breathing, growing organism. It will not be the same tomorrow as it is 5 years from now or even next week. We're definitely changing and adapting based on our customers' needs, based on the landscape in front of us, and based on budgets and time that is allotted to us over the foreseeable future.
So all of this sounds great. Sounds like a good idea in theory. Sounds mm-hmm. like brands and companies should be able to do this with no problem. But one of the things, Kyle, you mentioned earlier, you brought up the sales team.
Mm-hmm.
And Ferris from Duluth, Georgia, apparently is on a sales team. And he wants to know, hey, Kyle, I love sales, but nurturing marketing leads through marketing automation, is that going to take my job from me?
Oh, good question. Yeah. Will the robots replace the humans? I think that's what he's really asking.
And that is definitely not something to be concerned about. Marketing automation, it's one of its main goals is to align marketing and sales more evenly and more appropriately, where marketing and sales are not operating in these individual silos. They're talking, they're communicating more, where the marketing strategies, tactics, and executions are actually supporting the sales process, the leads that are coming in, so that marketing can identify them, nurture them, and then pass them to sales to close the deal. That's what sales guys do. They are very good at communicating and talking with a prospect, one-to-one, and getting them to close, but we don't want to be wasting those sales guys' times with unqualified leads, folks who are just doing research and they're not at the point of being ready to buy. So marketing automation is helping you with that upfront process of finding folks who could be interested, getting them interested, and then getting them over to sales to close that deal.
So I guess to speak to, you know, Ferris directly, you know, hop on board, man.
Yeah.
Get behind, you know, hop aboard this marketing automation train.
That's don't exactly don't it. Fear the future.
Correct. No. Correct.
All right. So let's wrap up this topic. I think it's been an interesting conversation. Kyle, any final thoughts about marketing automation before we bring it home?
You know, automation is definitely something that applies to pretty much every industry, B2B, B2C, something that can definitely help everyone out there, and we're always open and willing to have a quick conversation about it.
Eric, final thoughts?
I love marketing automation, and I'm also still upset that I wore my R2-D2 costume.
So, as always, thanks for listening. As a bit of a commercial, if you liked what you heard today, you can find a host of interesting marketing trends similar to marketing automation in our latest trends book, which you can find at thundertech.com/trends. It's jam-packed with good information. This particular issue doesn't cover marketing automation in particular, but it's jam-packed with other good information that you'll be able to use in your day-to-day marketing life. As always, if you liked what you heard today, you can subscribe to this podcast at iTunes or Stitcher or wherever fine podcasts are sold. You can go right to the source, too, to go to thundertech.com/podcast, where you'll find this podcast and all the other podcasts we've ever done. So a special thanks today to Kyle for being our special guest, and Eric for being my very special co-host.
And I truly felt that way. And I also want to give a big shout out to all the folks who submitted questions. Great questions, everyone. But unfortunately for our friend Daphne, Kyle is not single.
Yep, sorry, Daphne.
All right, check in later, see if that status changes. Thanks for listening.